This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. A judge has temporarily barred the federal government from transferring more than 100 Venezuelans who are detained in Aurora to El Salvador. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
U.S. District Judge Charlotte Sweeney says there could be, quote, irreparable harm if she didn't grant a restraining order banning the federal government's removal of more than 100 immigrants, not only from this country, but from Colorado. In her ruling on Tuesday, Sweeney said the ACLU of Colorado met the burden for her to temporarily halt deportations made under the Alien Enemies Act. The ACLU is seeking a ban on removing people under the wartime provision without due process. Lawyers there say they will request a preliminary injunction by the end of the week to keep the ban in place. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
There's more on the detainees in Colorado at CPR.org. Federal funding cuts to health care could lead to a brain drain of health providers. Scientists who study things like cancer and Alzheimer's often also treat patients, and research funding helps pay to employ them. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow toured research labs Tuesday at the CU Anschutz Medical Campus. Crow said research funding helps Colorado attract world-class health providers.
Coloradans will be directly impacted by the proposed cuts because we will not have that talent anymore if this happens.
CU's chancellor says uncertainty over the cuts has already scuttled some research projects, forcing some layoffs. Others are on hold, waiting to see if funding will be restored. Two people went to the hospital after the Colorado Springs Fire Department responded to a hazardous material call Tuesday. The call came from Garden of the Gods Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. It appears that someone may have improperly mixed cleaning chemicals, possibly sending vapor into the building's air vents. This is CPR News and KRCC.